Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's about that time.
What time is it?
It's time to board the Twink Boat.
Hey, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Lots of boys on the Twink Boat. Everybody loves that Twink Boat.
Twink Boat.
Hairless boys, all kinds of boys, packed into a boat. It's a Twink Boat.
Smooth assholes, smooth assholes.
Roll call. I'm Liam.
I don't remember my name.
I'm Sebastian.
I'm high on coke.
I'm Albert with three L's.
I'm Tyler. Twink boat. Twink boat.
It's a twink boat. It's a twink boat. Who's got a poppers?
Me.
Me.
Take it. Take it, twink boat diva.
Oh, twink boat!
I had that idea when I saw it. I'm like, I know exactly how we're starting our show. Oh, this is the number one most requested song at Tiger Heat.
Oh yes,
Los Angeles. Is that still going on? I'm sure it is.
I don't care or I'm too old.
It's a notorious gay bar for youngish boys, youngish men.
I remember in my mid-30s, I had a friend who, sometimes we literally had to ask for the IDs of some of the guys he dated. He would always Yikes. Make us go there.
So, y'all, this is reality gays. This is below dick Mediterranean.
Meds.
Episode
8 of season 7, Wine, I'm Pairing.
Impairing.
Oh, impairing.
That makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love laughing like Muttley.
Well, you've got...
I have such an old person
week,
laugh.
You grew up in the 1960s because your references.
Oh,
are,
what did I say? I was talking about the Dean Martin roasts.
You know what?
One thing.
I think you probably were reincarnated from the 60s.
No, I'm very old inside. Just desiccated.
Oh, yeah.
No, I really am an old person. I most of my references are definitely before 2000.
Wow.
I tried to
alive
stay
in the
current.
60s. I bet you called a lot of people communist.
Yeah, that's how I got out. Cuz I was gay, so I had to label them all. He's red. I know it. McCarthy called me several times. I was just like names all over the place.
I will say, in every one of your past lives, you were gay. Or a woman.
That's true.
If you were a man, you're so gay. You were gay in every one.
Every time I'm born,
gay caveman in of the Neanderthals.
Every time I'm born, some great spirit looks down and goes, "Yep, gay again."
Gay.
Wow. That's a good streak.
Wow. 1,022 times. Who knew?
I'll take it. That's something I'm proud of.
That's what you've been doing.
Okay.
This was a good episode.
This was a great episode.
It was a great episode.
Not just for the twink boat.
No.
But for everything. Do we have a couple? Let's just talk. Let's do a quick announcements. Y'all, come see us in our live shows.
Yes.
We are on the Doublet Tour. We are coming to New York, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Tampa. New night announced for Tampa. Do you want to tell everyone about the new night?
Our booking manager sent us information to read because we keep fucking it up. So I'm going to read it so we don't fucking
verbatim.
But we're adding the second show on. It's on Saturday, October 15th. Now, basically, this episode aired on Wednesday night. So basically, the general tickets should now be on sale for everyone.
Yes.
You can go to our it's a lot less complicated. You can go to our Linktree link in our Instagram or in our Reality Gaze TikTok, and you should be able to get
your
ticket.
The new show link.
That's basically it.
And we will say, if you want to come to both nights,
they're
great.
Different shows.
They are different shows.
Different shows, the same hoes. That's it. That's it.
Same hoes, different shows.
Yes.
It's a good one. Good one.
Oh,
I also need to. I have to clear the record about something.
What?
On our Love After Lockup show.
Oh, I thought you were going to wait to do this on Lalu.
No, I'm going to do it now so people won't. People need to stop fucking DMing
me. You really
want
to? I kind of wish that we could just wait another week because I've enjoyed it.
No. I want people to stop DMing me.
Although I didn't know exactly what it was either.
You didn't. I want to make that clear. You were also not right.
But I actually kind of was. I had a very good guess.
You were coming close, and I shamed you into submission.
You went hard. And honestly, I kind of knew you were wrong, but you went so hard, I went, I'm just going to let him dig it.
So on our Love After Lockup podcast, there was a suggestion of selling some J's so you can make some money.
Yes.
And you asked, what are J's? And I'm like, I don't know.
And
maybe it's weed.
I said, I don't know either. I said, maybe it's shoes. And you said, Maddie, don't be so naive.
Literally, I think I did say that.
You did say that. And you said J's are for joints. And every sissy who smokes pot has told me those
that's a lot
been
of joints.
Called that since the 1960s.
Oh, I've heard people say J's.
Like I had three sissies say that's
I am
such
old.
I'm telling you, you're bringing up the old references.
Anyway, I was
but
incorrect.
But we both did not know what J's meant.
But I was very adamant that you were incorrect.
You were very adamant.
And I am incorrect. So stop DMing me. I get it.
I checked our Instagram and I saw all those messages and I just said, I'm going to let Jake check those.
I have spent most of Monday and some of this morning answering those. And now I'm not answering anymore because I was wrong. I was wrong. That's it.
Oh.
You're going to get that like once a year.
I've had sissies saying they want to, and I told them no, they want to start buying Jordan shoes and sending them to us, to you, and just have you get, and I was like, no, please.
I won't wear them.
We won't wear them, and I'm not going to take time to sell them.
No.
And also, I think they're expensive.
They're quite expensive.
Yes.
So, for those who did not know, J's are Jordans.
They're Jordans.
Are Air Jordans shoes.
I don't even know if they say Air Jordans anymore. I think they just say Jordans, I think.
Okay.
I think, clearly, this is out of our realm of knowledge.
One sissy just says, download Urban Dictionary on your phone. It's really easy. That's the kind of shade I've been receiving for the last 48 hours. So I'm humbled. I'm wrong. Get over it.
I didn't know what J's were either, in your defense.
Yeah, I think it's you can't really say I was wrong and you were because you're never right.
Well, I knew they weren't joints.
Yeah, I agree. You know what though? If you think you're right, go all in.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
That's what you do.
So yes, let's. The other thing is, y'all, our Bicurious episode for August, the poll is out, and this one is a nail biter.
I just looked. It's a runoff.
We're in a horse race, y'all.
I'm excited. We kind of haven't had a horse race in a long time.
Yeah, usually there's one that just takes off for the others.
No, we don't know.
Yeah, this is a horse race.
Either Indian matchmaking or inmate to roommate.
Inmate to roommate. So
that third one's not going to get it, y'all.
Cosmic love. I basically wanted to put that so people would see how stupid the trailer was.
Yeah.
And I will say, if you want a mind-numbing 43 minutes...
there you go.
Try Cosmic Love on Amazon.
This is, like, exciting. This is, like, Who Shot JR?
No, it's not. But it's fun for a little bit. Sorry, we're doing bower rolling upstairs again.
We're back together again, by the way.
We are. Not, you didn't have COVID.
Shocker. Who knew, y'all?
But
boosters work.
I think that... And so do vaccines.
So
vaccines and boosters work. How about that?
Yes, look at that.
Let's believe science.
Let's believe science. I'm a twig bone. Whoa, 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 twig bone.
They've got no hair.
I can just
see them traveling with a diva just so they could do that. First of all, we need to talk about these charter guests. Y'all, this is a typical pack of twinks. They prefer to run in packs.
They do run in packs.
If you don't know what a twink is, if you are uninitiated with the twink,
yes.
It is usually a youngish gay man.
Yes.
Usually hairless. Oftentimes you can see them in the company of each other or a single older man
yes.
who is paying for their lifestyle.
Yes, it's true. I looked up downloaded the Urban Dictionary app and I'll use
it. By all means.
By all means. It's a twink is usually considered a homosexual male with attractive boyish qualities.
Boyish qualities.
They do look like the embodiment of Peter Pan.
Yes. Quite.
Typically from the ages of 18 to 25.
Some of them push that.
They try to put, but it is technically like once you're 25, you're more of a twunk.
A twunk.
Yes.
Especially if you are kind of built. It's muscly.
And we will say, this is Urban Dictionary. They say, often thought of, they put young, white, fashionable male, but I don't feel like it's a white.
Most,
I know a lot of Latin twinks.
They're very white. There are some Latino twinks. You often don't see black twinks.
Yeah, but I think also the boyishness, this doesn't say this, but I feel like with twinks, there's a boyishness, but also a femininity.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think in black culture, that's a way
that's true.
Harder
it's to, quite true.
To come to terms with.
Yeah.
And it says most likely a term coined from the snack cake, Twinkie, a pretty yellow cake with a thick cream filling. And most importantly, nearly phallic in shape.
Oh, yeah. And y'all, all these twinks are cream-filled. They all were recently loaded.
There is no such thing as a twink top.
There can be, but they only do it because there's no other tops in the room.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but I was sent this by a sissy. One of those twinks is a gay porn star.
Oh, really?
Liam, the one who was named Liam. Yes, I was sent.
Is that the young one? Like the?
That's all of them.
Is he the shorter one? The dark hair? God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you he gets DP'd on occasion.
I don't know. The sissy sent, a male sissy sent this to me and said, I assume he's gay, but he may just watch gay porn for entertainment. But he said, just FYI, Liam Riley is a gay porn star, and he was on this boat.
Oh, that's his gay porn name?
Liam Riley.
Oh, so his real name isn't Liam?
Absolutely not.
His name's like Daniel.
Which leads me, as I put on my Sherlock hat, because y'all, twinks, and especially porn twinks, travel in packs.
Travel in packs.
So
that means...
I have a feeling... Elementary, my dear queer, that I think there was at least one to two more porn twinks on this boat.
I am your loyal, confident Twatson, and I believe you, Sherlock and, Homo.
And I, there you go. And I surmise there may have been 1 to 2 OnlyFans scenes filmed on this boat. And you also hear it going by, hey there, having a good morning? Thanks, Storm. You hear that in the background.
You're like, wait, what?
What's that lesbian voice doing?
Is that the Cagney and Lacey theme in the background?
That's Quantum Leap.
She does like that show only because lesbians really like Scott Bakula.
That's true.
That's very true.
The other thing
but
about
they also in the pack, they usually have one this lesbian.
She's kind of like
or
the
queer woman,
the mermaid on the ship.
Yeah,
she's got to be there. She's the mascot because also she's the muscle if things go down.
She's the muscle if things go down. And usually, yeah. Which isn't true, they give off this kind of masculine energy. And I usually, and I was to Jennifer, I found myself attracted to her.
Yeah.
Because she would fucking top me from
she would.
Here to Boise.
She would. Yeah, it's interesting. There usually is a either they don't really Twinks will allow into their pack, into their kind of Velociraptor pack. They will allow only tough lesbians, kind of like anybody's from West Side Story.
Yes.
Hey, Riff, can I go to the fight tonight? Can I go to the Rumble?
Was anybody in the remake?
Yes, and a very non-binary person.
Oh yeah. And so because they won't have like pretty feminine, I shouldn't say pretty because anybody's pretty, but feminine women, because that could ruin their chance of sleeping with a man who's questioning his sexuality.
Dead on. Yeah.
It really is. It's how many of these packs came into the bookstore and realized you were out of porn or poppers
and
left?
Well, they came in and they attacked it like locusts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're like, Where did all the gay guides to Thailand go?
Exactly.
Oh, the pack of twinks came by.
That's true.
Did they steal lube? Of course they did. They're twinks.
They always steal lube. They're twinks, and they usually carry y'all those kind of backpacks you get at when you go to a convention. That's just shitty plastic with strings on it.
Yep.
They have that so they can fold it in their pocket or put it under someone's pillow. Very easily, because that means they're going to stay the night somewhere,
and it's easier to steal. To put things in it to steal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it, what we're
you learned something today.
The guy Adam is a man probably in his 30s who's obsessed with youth, and you can just Google Brian Singer. Tells you everything.
Yeah, Google Brian Singer.
This boat would have been a Brian Singer wet dream.
Yeah. It's also, y'all. They've all
the Twink's only known predator.
That's true. Only known predator. They've also all slept with one another.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. Even Frank,
even
with his boyish charm and his nice smile. He acts shy.
He ain't. And it's big.
He does have a big dick. Liam has definitely been fucked by Frank because that Twink, I mean, didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that twink is an empress in that group.
Because when she bends over and you see her butthole, it looks like the star that the wise men followed. It's just...
I was going to say the heart of the ocean.
The heart of the ocean. What you see it and it's a...
It, near for wherever you are.
Yeah, exactly. You will ride a camel 1,000 miles to fuck that ass.
Star of wonder,
starfish of wonder, starfish of night.
Oh, these twink, bless them, y'all.
By the way, the wise men were gay, y'all. They brought frankincense, gold, and
ain't
myrrh.
Nothing like a little perfume for a new baby.
Sorry.
I just knew, y'all, when I was watching this, I'm like, I have so many twink jokes. They're just overflowing. Before we move on to other tea bags, I just want to say a couple of great lines. This was from either Sebastian with the two L's or something like that. We just went to Iceland and everyone's gay there now. I ketchup with my mozzarella sticks. It's such great overheard conversation from Twinks.
You know what I have to say? I know 5 different people in LA have told me I have to go to Iceland.
Because it's so gay.
And they're all gay.
Yes.
And I want to go now.
I don't know if it's possible for a country to be gay, but Iceland's coming close.
Coming close.
Yeah. Iceland doesn't identify as a country anymore.
I want to go.
I want to go too.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so the
no, we're not going to go do a live show in Iceland, Icelandic sissies. We'd like to, but we can't get a visa for that, so don't ask.
That my Bjork impersonation would really
yeah.
do well there. Or yeah. they'd get very upset at me.
Probably that.
There's the car on this in the front, that's your suit.
That was a little bit of your Florian Nietzsche Mohammed. We need
Tom Dobe.
I'm sorry, y'all. We're off the
rails. I'm a huge fan, don't get me wrong. So
you are.
One of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life was under the Bjork, under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
That would be amazing.
Unbelievable.
Where did they do it? On the water?
No, it's in a little theater complex.
Under
it's
the
not on the
Gate
water.
Well, I didn't know.
It's like underneath it where there's an area.
Oh.
Yeah. God, I've got... After that, someone slipped me something, and it was a wild night that I can barely remember. I think it was supposed to be LSD, but it was laced with something.
This is why I want to track your phone when we travel. Not because I want to see where you are.
That
I
was
just
back
want to,
in my 20s, though.
I just want to find your dead body.
I don't take random pills that people hand me anymore.
I can't believe you ever did that.
It's a thing in your 20s.
Yeah, I don't think that... Y'all don't do that.
I would advise against it.
What's your first teabag? We need to move into this.
I only want to talk about
the
twinks.
We already need to take a commercial at this point. We're not.
Before we do that, can we just... I just want to... I felt like we belabored it a little bit last week, but I want to bring up again that Natalia is with in her kind of speech with Storm, in her little section here. She's like, you were so emotional last night, and she doesn't apologize for being shitty.
Oh, not
she
at all.
She makes him apologize.
I think she's a brat.
Yeah. I was kind of appalled by this.
I think she's a brat and she's
and
spoiled.
I really liked her.
Well, done with that.
And she shamed him. And I think it's one thing to talk about work, but it's almost like she's one of those people who's like, I don't do emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's called not being a human.
It's called being so avoidant, and you'll never have a real relationship.
No, ever.
Or you'll never know what true vulnerability is with any human being.
But look at her. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's probably gotten whatever she wanted to in life.
Which is why she works on boats.
She's not tied down to anything.
It's all surface relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Just when she starts to get to know someone, oh.
We read her for filth.
We're in a different port.
That's all I have about them. I just wanted to bring that one up.
No, I was going to talk about that too. We haven't seen it yet, but I have to say, I'm very excited for the obstacle course because if we remember from past seasons of Below Deck Med, Captain Sandy gets very involved.
She's very competitive.
And very involved in like the structure.
Like she's on the golf course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just saying that's not really a teabag. That's more of a foreshadowing that's going
to
be fun.
Yes, the water obstacle course is going to be something. Mine is about Kyle being like, I could only compare him to Jack Skellington from The Night Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. What's this? What's this? There's mm-hmm. Twinkies coming by. Everything was just like, oh, what is this wonderful thing? These beautiful boys.
And then, y'all, the reason why Kyle's excited, because A, Kyle's cute. B, Kyle is 6'4". So all these twinks think he has a nice dick.
Yep. Yep.
And they just want to get dick down by him.
Yep. Because they prioritize. It's the number one question asked by a twink. How tall are you?
That is true. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely... Yeah,
it's very we're we are of course, we're hitting these generics, so we're not saying every young gay man is like this, but
Carl,
trust
when
me.
Your cousin Lewis asked you how tall he was, I think he was hitting on you.
She was Carl's wife.
Shoot her. By the way, go get me a Twinkie in the cabinet, please. Go on. Don't you eat it again. That's not good for you, Shooter. You'll get the sugars.
Oh, he already has them.
They both have the sugars.
So
can we just, I don't know if it's my turn or not. I just kind of want to talk about it and get through it. Can we just talk about Tosh and Dave?
Yeah.
And lug through this.
And this is rough because both of them are going at this trying to work around each other in the worst way. Both of them, she's trying to go about it in a non-emotional way and or ask him, how are you doing? And she's being completely kind of fake.
Like everything's water under the bridge.
And that's the worst thing to do with someone like Dave.
And the worst thing for her is to actually talk about the... It's interesting how Tosh and Talia both don't seem like they want to get superficial. Or stay superficial. And maybe that's why I feel like we've seen a little bit, but I feel like the two of those women are going to have a big brawl.
Me too.
I think they're going to end up coming for each other this season.
But yes.
So where that is the worst thing for her is to talk about this. And Dave is just sitting there and he says, you couldn't even look at me.
And for her, this is the worst way to interact with her is by shaming her and saying this all. He said, I could do way better than you anyway. That's not helping anyone.
It's not helping anyone.
Acting out in anger.
It is. And she's saying, I just want to get along and work. I want to resolve this. But I also want to say for her, but that also, the way he feels that, you're not acknowledging his pain.
Right.
Even though it's completely off the deep end.
Right.
You're not acknowledging his pain. And this isn't going to get resolved. You just need to work together. But it's like she does want this. It's like she can't stand for him to be upset.
Right.
And she wants him not to be upset anymore. So then they can work together.
But you can't solve the problem unless you wade into the pool. You can't save anyone's life if you can't grab them out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because that's the problem here is she is resistant to even talk emotionally about what's happening.
Yes. So if you want to resolve it, then you're going to have to talk to him about emotions.
Yeah. And she will not do that. And it makes it worse. Now, that being said, I don't know if that would really help him at this point. But it would have her, it would have let her acquit everything of the responsibilities of that she thinks she has with this situation.
Mm-hmm. And that is what she almost, more than caring about him, it does feel a little bit like...
No, she's guilty.
Guilty conscience, and she just wants to be absolved of that.
That's all it is. But she can't because she's too afraid of what it may be emotionally.
Yeah.
And this is an unwinnable situation. One of these people need to get off this boat.
But there's only one person that could probably help this. There's only one hero that could come in.
Am I interrupting anything? Hey, I'm just getting a plate of cheese. Everybody okay? By the silence... I assume it's tense. What can I do? Everybody good? You know, I saw an episode of Webster once where he was having a problem at school. And George Papadopoulos just knew what to do. Ma'am didn't know. She never knows. She's pretty, though. Great haircut on her. Sometimes, though, you just got to climb into that clock, figure yourself out, and come back. Get him, champ. See you later. I'm going to go get my cheese.
That made my stomach hurt. I did Pilates this morning. I'm so sore.
Y'all, she walks in and she's like, hey, am I interrupting anything? These are the Captain Sandy moments that made me both love and detest her.
Oh,
because she has, weirdly, she's had a lot of good moments this season
she
so
really
far.
She really has. She's been a, dare but, I say, a good captain.
But this one, oh my God, this moment, she just like, hey, sorry.
And then she just kind of, when she says to the camera, she's like, you know, they usually work themselves out. Like, let me just not have responsibility for it anyway.
Be patient with each other and be professional.
And don't fuck up my ship.
The other thing I thought about Captain Sandy is, boy, someone's got a hard on for Courtney this season.
Oh,
holy
she does.
Shit. She's gonna be boasting before Storm.
Probably.
The way this works.
Probably. Although Courtney is killing it.
Yeah, she is. I love Courtney.
Oh, I love her too. I love her.
You know who I don't love? Jason.
No. You know what? Let's actually take a break, a commercial when we get back. We'll talk about them when we get back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
We've got a slide on the boat, everybody. We've
oh,
got
the
a
fucking whoop, slide whoop, is back. Now, you know how Captain Sandy loves to micromanage every aspect of this slide.
Oh.
So when it showed up, I was like, holy fuck, it's on.
It's on.
Because y'all, if you remember last season, and even the season before that, she always can kind of tell people, what's so hard about the slide? She's so good at backseat driving.
Oh,
it's like,
the best.
Oh, that's really hard. Oh, let me see this. And she never really stays there for the, to do everything for
no.
it. Every time, y'all, with this with these slides, they cause the deck crew just the most problems.
They do.
And every member of the deck crew has some type of PTSD associated with this
they
slide.
They all hate the fucking slide.
Even Z's, like, looks at it like it's like the, like, he's seen it in Poltergeist. He's like, please, not with the slide anymore.
And then she'll say, this wasn't a problem last season.
Oh, this needs to get off the life raft. Need to move it off of the life raft.
Which,
maritime law.
She is that parent that just keeps repeating it.
God.
And you're like, I heard you the first time.
In this really kind of insistent, naggy tone.
Oh, it was, they only have 30 minutes to do it. And of course, this is a little bit for, maybe we'll jump ahead, but maybe we, but let's just talk about the whole Storm and Jason thing. Cause this is kind of where that ramps up.
Yeah.
Is there, Jason basically is like, yeah, I've had experience with sailing. Sometimes I just suggest things and Storm says no. And what we've learned is I get angry when we see like little, just quick shots of Jason changing. His body is amazing.
And
I don't know where we're going here, but.
And I want nothing to do with it because his personality.
Oh, I see.
His personality is generic Oreos. Hydrox
cookies.
They look like Oreos. They kind of smell like Oreo. You think they're going to be delicious, and then you bite into them.
But isn't an Oreo?
What do you mean?
Like, don't all Oreo cookies taste the same because they're all made with the same things?
No, Hydrox is a different brand.
But I'm saying it's got to be made of the same thing. I'm saying I don't know if they taste any different or not.
I don't know who you are.
I need to say this. I did not grow up eating Oreos. When I have eaten them, it has been mostly, I think the first time I ate Oreos, it may have been in the presence of you, because I had never really had them growing up.
In your 20s?
Yeah. I just never around.
Boy.
My mother never bought them.
That adds
Actually,
up.
Actually, that's not true.
But parties, people had them at parties. At kids' birthdays.
They didn't look good to me.
Did you not get invited to a sleepover?
Yeah, but there were Oreos there, but.
Did your mother make you bring carrots and tahini dressing for your snack?
Let me clarify. I was never drawn towards really, really sweet things.
But
so,
in the words of Poodle Anthony,
yeah.
You have to actively avoid being a child in the 80s and not have Oreos.
I think I actively avoided Oreos.
I think you actively avoid. Then I would like for you to eat an Oreo and then try a Hydrox cookie. And it literally, one tastes like a delicious, wonderful vegan cookie, might I add. And the other one tastes like cough syrup.
They're not a sponsor.
But they should be.
I will take your word for it. I've never had a Hydrox cookie.
It's like the difference of drinking a Diet Coke and then whatever you buy, a Diet Kroger drink.
Oh, Diet Magic?
Diet Magic. Have you ever had one of those?
Whatever.
It is like that, where the generic nothing.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I was talking. Oh, yeah. Jason.
Yeah.
That almost made me more angry than Jason. He has all the qualities to be really just wonderful, but God, he's just a fucking Hydrox cookie.
For me, it's just like a hot thing of Muscle Milk sitting in a car. That left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too proteiny. Doesn't really taste good, but does the job.
No. Doesn't even do the job, I don't think. And no personality.
I think he has a personality, but he's obnoxious. And he's so used to being the kind of one in the room that everyone looks to.
But yes, but
and when
you know,
he's not,
we thought he was misogynist the way he talked to Reagan. I don't think he's a misogynist. He's just an asshole, y'all.
I think he talks to men
like that, too.
I think he is, but it's harder for him to be a misogynist around Storm. Storm.
I watched Cher sing Fernando today just because I wanted to.
It's today's gay minute, you guys.
If the show hasn't
been gay enough.
You know, I watch a lot of these shows on YouTube.
It's reality gay, so we promise it.
And when I pop up, there's usually gay YouTube wants to suggest a video for me to watch.
Yeah.
And so today it said, you should watch Cher singing Fernando for Mamma Mia.
Fernando.
It is not good, but I enjoyed reading the comments of all these gay men saying, this made no sense, but all the men erupted in the theater, and it was the best part of the movie. And you know what? It was.
I will say, the most predictable audience you guys will ever have is gay men.
Oh, for
it
sure.
It's just like...
Even Poodle, with his standards, if it's gay enough, he'll lose his mind
and
completely go along.
It's like Hung Up by Madonna.
It's true.
There's no... Any gay man will hear Hung Up and lose their minds.
It's true.
Or I guess the new thing would be like Rain on Me, or something even more current.
Maybe.
Yeah. By Lady Gaga. And
I feel like we're the only gays not going to see Lady Gaga on
the Chromatica Ball. I'd like to go. I don't know if I could compete with all the energy in the room, and I think I'd be exhausted.
Be a lot of energy.
I know.
It would be a lot of energy.
I'd just be sitting in the back.
I definitely wouldn't want to sit up close for that.
No.
The people that paid a lot of money to go see Lady Gaga are intense.
And I have a feeling I would be the only person in the back sitting down.
You'd be like, guys, this is a ballad.
I would say ballad. Can we sit down through A Million Reasons?
I danced through all of Born This Way. I'm tired.
Guys, I want to scream that sometimes. This is a ballad.
I know. You just want to sit down.
Sitting is wonderful.
Wow.
So this is all over the place. I'm worried about our smothered show. I know. I'm worried because we're both all over the place.
Y'all, smothered is bringing the cringe.
Oh, God. The two pork chop twins.
Oh.
It's something.
Oh, they do look like pork
chop.
They
look like pork chop from Drag Race.
They do look like, yeah, they do.
Yeah, the blonde pork chop twins.
I love pork chop. That's a great drag queen.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
So we can finish talking about Jason Storm that later on.
He tells him to fuck off.
Because all over a knot.
Yeah. And he's like, he didn't tie a bowline knot. And the most interesting thing about it is Storm says, I've got to work harder because I've got to figure out how to solve this with Jason because I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
He puts it in such a very helpful frame of mind. He's obviously saying that's insubordination, but he's not going to Captain Sandy about it.
No.
Which I guarantee you fucking Malia would have done.
She would have done that, yeah.
Or a lot of people would, but Storm is saying, how do I handle this first? Will I be able to do anything, but can I do everything in my power before I go to Captain Sandy?
It makes me think of y'all, if Storm's dicking you down and you don't have an orgasm, you're going to say, I didn't get there. I was close. And he would say, let me try that again.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
He'd take care of you later.
I have a feeling you always get it.
He's good and bad.
Yeah, he knows. He knows a woman's body.
It's not the biggest dick in the world.
No, it's not.
But it's a good boyfriend.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Boy, there are some men who it does not matter.
It's like a sit and spin. You just go on it and you're dizzy.
Let's see. What is my next one? Oh, so let's just talk about Kyle and Frank. That's the kind of tall, muscly, honestly, Michelangelo's David type that
he
sees.
Kyle says... I loved it when Kyle said, I never knew I had a nipple fantasy.
And he did say his areolas are like earthquake holes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what those means are.
But I say, I agree.
Earthquake holes.
I actually,
Pancake
as
Frank.
I've gotten over, I don't want people to do things. My nipples do nothing for me. You can pinch them, bite them,
ooh,
nothing.
It's Tune in Tokyo for me.
Oh, really? Wow. See, I have no sensitivity.
I don't know why I revealed that.
I don't know. But I will say, guys, though, with kind of bigger, I don't know why. That is a turn
on
for me.
You like some pancake areolas?
No, I mean, yeah, I do. I don't know. Maybe my mother breastfed me too long.
I don't know. I don't like the really tiny ones.
I don't like really tiny ones. I don't trust you.
Now, but... the big ones,
nice
too.
Nice check with a good saucer. Woo! You know, I think it just gives you something to hit whenever you're in pain.
I see. I'm like a cat playing with them.
Just on catnip.
So where am I?
Well,
sorry.
That took me to a place.
But nobody else to go.
So let's talk. Now,
I need to say.
They are flirting.
This was heavy duty flirting. I did not expect this.
Like when Kyle looked at him and said, oh, wow, that smiles everything.
Yeah.
And Frank says, you're making me blush. And then.
I saw you coming down the walk.
Oh, yeah. Kyle says that. And then.
They're like two 16-year-old kids.
I'm going to say a line. And y'all, this is just a pitiful, just such an easy, just a desperate line of let's fuck. And I know because I've been at a bar and heard my best friend say it to a man before. When Kyle and Frank are talking, I hear Kyle say, I see you staring at my lips. Do I have something on my lips?
Yep, always works.
Because Jake has such big lips and guys stare. Do you know, Jake, I've heard you say so many times, is there something on my lips? You keep looking at them.
I said, no, I don't have to. A lot of times I can say, I'll say, you keep looking at my lips. What's going on?
You've done that. And then that means in 30 seconds, you're going to make out.
Yeah, you're going to kiss me. Because I'm doing some type of like parcel tongue where I'm like hypnotizing you with my lips already. And even without me, and then if you don't pick it up, I'm just going to grab the back of your head and kiss you.
And that, yeah,
most likely true. Over the bar.
It's happened.
Most likely, and I will push over a girl who's behind you to do it.
You will. You will.
Yeah, it's just, I don't want to play around at
bars. Yeah, we get
bars.
That. I don't, yeah. And the deal is I love the producer said, Kyle, some people would say you're being unprofessional, and Kyle said, I would agree.
Now, let's set all this aside. This is extremely unprofessional.
Really unprofessional. Yeah. And I have to say, it was encouraged by his superior.
It was.
So if anything happens to Kyle, I have to say, if you watch this tape, a part of this comes back on Tosh.
I agree. And I think we are enjoying it more because it's not the norm that we would normally see on boats. So they're giving him a little latitude.
Because this was a woman and it was a male crew member, we'd probably be a little skeezed out by it.
Yep. 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 Totally.
Yeah.
And or even the opposite, if it was a male, if it was a female crew member. And
yeah, either way, we're probably just enjoying it because we're big homos.
Yeah. But I think it is. But where I saw it is when Kyle went up there and sat down with them.
When he took his break with them, I just wrote, y'all, several times in my notes, I showed Poodle this. I just wrote, no, 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 no.
I think we get more sensitive about it, too, because we don't, in a professional setting, because this sounds awful, but y'all, gay men just don't get taken seriously. For things, so we're especially in my job, it's fun to flit around and to flounce and to say girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, no one, if you're in a professional setting, you're less likely to be taken seriously.
Oh, for sure. And there is, I know this isn't for me to carry, but I think about if I fuck this up, I don't want someone to not hire another gay person.
Exactly.
Because then now they think this is what they're going to get.
So both of us are probably looking at this saying, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
I was actually anxious watching it.
I can understand why it was done for TV's sake. But boy, I was skeeved out.
Captain Sandy, if she finds out about this,
well, this will be shown on the tell-all.
Because I think we saw them. I think we see a clip like when they showed this season.
Oh, there's more.
Didn't we see them kiss?
Yeah, there's more.
So if they kiss and that gets to her on the boat, well, they didn't show her screaming, so maybe she didn't scream. But I think she'd be very upset.
It would be different, I think, if they were ashore and they were off charter.
Yes.
But still, even that is a little iffy. So I don't know. But it was entertaining to watch, but I was uncomfortable the whole time. And then the Twinks kept saying, Kyle, come spend some time with us. And I'm like, of course, because Twinks don't work. If they do work, it's at Zara and they're on their phones the whole time and they ignore you, especially when you ask for a large instead of a medium that they've given you and you say the large doesn't fit. I've heard that's happened to some people.
They'll say, have our Zara Plus line online.
How dare you? They will. They'll tell you if the Plus size is online.
They will. Although, admittedly,
ain't
work.
No twink like a Zara twink.
That's true.
Because a Zara twink spits acid.
Spits acid. Or now a lot of them are tech savvy. So you're always going to have like a twink who works for like WeWork, LinkedIn, stuff like that.
There's still a TikTok, I think, that's one of my favorite TikToks in the world is the two bottoms at Starbucks. But it's two twinks.
Oh.
And they're like, can I get a medium? I don't know what that is.
It's very funny.
I don't know what that is. Why are you talking to me like that? And it's this really, I don't think it's called, I'm not. I'll see if I can find it.
Golly, you went in and just made yourself sound
old.
I know.
It's rough.
Y'all follow us on TikTok.
We went viral a couple times.
I just want to say this. Two things happened chef-wise. Ironically, this happens on Badoo as well with Ryan. The whole, like, they
I haven't watched this week's.
But there's a whole thing of not bringing out food the way the chef intended food.
Yeah.
So this is an issue that can happen on both.
Okay, this is... If anyone saw this and you ever worked in catering or food service at all, and you saw them switch from courses to buffet style in the middle, your heart dropped and you realize the whole meal's plan is going. I was thinking, but the food is going to be cold. She's going to make that. Now, do you think for Tosh this was intentional and she didn't really give a shit when she did it to Dave?
I think there was some of that too. That
me
she,
too.
This isn't the first time she's done this rodeo. Like, she knows better,
and she knows. And the thing is, y'all, Tosh started running his dinner.
Yeah,
and because she wanted to do wine pairings. Now, if you were confused about this, buffet style means everything was out there. So
it'll be interesting though, because this is a bit of a spoiler, but Ryan and Aisha literally have the same thing where he wants everything served family style.
Right.
And Aisha wanted to do, ironically, a wine pairing.
A wine pairing.
So that didn't bother me as much because we hate Ryan.
Right.
But there's also...
But he did they decide it during dinner?
But
like,
no, but
like Tosh
in
did?
Aisha's defense, like, maybe she didn't... But it looked like she said from the get-go, I want to do a wine pairing, and Ryan just did what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So this, though, of changing it in the middle of dinner.
Yeah. Of saying, now we're going to go courses, and we're going to, and then when you mess up the course like she did later, she's like, this goes with this bun. And they're like, that was the burgers.
That was the burgers.
And so it's all out the window. So I was almost like this was an attempt for Tosh to save face and to look good at the expense of the dinner.
Maybe I said this, but now that I'm thinking about the difference of her and Aisha, I don't know if Tosh has a lot of experience being chief stew.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because when you think about the difference of like her and Aisha, or even last year of her, Kate, right? Who was the chief
Katie.
Stew? Katie. There, I do feel like...
No, Katie knew what she was doing.
Yeah, I don't know if Tosh... I will say, remember, like, this was like four episodes of Badoo. I know I'm comparing, but they're both airing at the same time, so I think it's fair. And Ryan made the shittiest looking tacos ever. Cut to Dave's tacos that he made this episode.
Oh, they were glorious.
They were so beautifully presented.
He's a good chef, y'all.
He's a fucking good chef.
He's an emotional wreck of a human being, but
yeah.
He's a good chef.
He's a good chef, though. He's a good chef.
And it just makes me... and the thing is, Dave really didn't put up a chef fight about it. He said, my food's cold, but... And he kind of he went inward to it because
he can't fight
with Tosh,
and especially now he can't fight with her because then it just seems like it's all personal,
right? So yeah, I just thought this was a disaster.
It was a disaster. And we already talked about Jason Storm. Fuck off.
I think the only other thing that I would talk about is Frank is 37 years old.
He's 37. Yeah, he's hot.
I could not believe he was 37.
He's very like nerdy hot,
which tells me Frank's the top.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyle's not. I don't know.
I think he's
versatile. I feel like Kyle could be
versatile.
Versatile. But yeah. When he told that, did you hear Tosh said, you never know. He could be the love of your life. And I went,
it's
don't
so stupid.
Say this to him.
You
were just as complicit as he is.
I think
in
she was gassing him up. Like, to an end, I don't really know what for. I don't know. Did I have anything else?
I just want to say the gays ate up the around the world dinner. They loved
it. Which is weird because a lot of times they don't eat a lot of food. They're going to bottom.
No, they don't. But they've all fucked each other and they're more friends on this.
Oh, I see.
So, and Frank can eat because he's a top. But I will say, if I was on a boat with Poodle and someone said, we're going to do an around the world dinner with a wine pairing, you would go, ooh.
I would.
Impressed. I would, too. And then halfway through, Poodle would say, can someone just give me vodka? I don't really want wine. He does that all the time. Just completely runs over the preparation.
And I'd be drunk by the end and start being getting belligerent towards everyone. Let me tell you what I think of
Yeah. There's kind of a fight at the end, though, because Kyle is actually on Dave's team about this. We should say he's pissed at Tosh for, like, changing. So,
because their service is nuts when they don't have enough dishes.
That's why I agree. I think she did not plan this well, and I don't know. I don't know if she did it intentionally.
Do you know
how
she's
not communicate with him at all?
And she's not taking any responsibility for it either.
This dinner is literally a metaphor for their relationship. That's crumbled.
That's very true. And I think there was one other little moment that I really love with Captain Sandy. And wanting to see when it show Storm the anchor and how the anchor drags. She's like, you see this? Yeah. This is the thing about being a mentor. Because I want to see him succeed. Y'all, this is.
But it was good of her to do.
It was. This is foreshadowing. He's going to be bosun probably by the next episode, if not the next one.
I would think soon.
Yeah. They wouldn't build it up unless he massively fucks up.
I will say something. We come for Captain Sandy a lot, but a lot.
Period.
Period.
There's no but.
A lot of crew members give her credit of saying that they think she very much helps them. Like Z says that. Courtney says that.
She
even Malia says that, even though Malia wants to kill her.
Yeah. She. With all of that, that she does do well, there's just so much just camera hogging and so much self-aggrandizement that's hard to watch.
I have to say,
Glenn is still my favorite.
Captain Sandy's my favorite captain to watch.
Why? Because we can make fun of her?
Because it's the best entertainment.
That I agree with.
Captain Glenn is my favorite captain, but he's just, you know, he's so nice. And so, and.
I hate Watcher.
Yeah. It's the most entertaining.
That I agree with.
Anyway.
I think that's the show.
All right.
Is there anything else? I'm trying to make sure I feel like I'm forgetting something.
That make us cringe that we love to watch. We're going to record an episode of Smothered after this, and y'all get into it.
God.
If you did not watch the mother and daughter massage, you're missing out. You are missing out.
We missed out on them this week, thank God.
Oh, the show is good. Anyway, that's on our $8 tier on the Patreon and the Supercast. I think that is it, y'all. So, thank y'all for hanging with us. Let us know. Well, you know, we'll hopefully see some of y'all on the road, especially in Tampa. We're excited.
We're excited.
Hopefully, Sissy Bridget, our mutual friend, said, hey, this person's the best hurricane watcher, and they're predicting there's probably going to be storms, a big hurricane in October to hit Florida. And I went, great. They're like, they predicted Harvey was coming to Houston. And I went, great.
Awesome.
Awesome. So hopefully we don't have
Let's
a hurricane.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Anyway, y'all, we want good fall weather. That's what
Crisp
I want.
Crisp fall.
Crisp fall weather. I want to wear something from J. Crew and look like Bridget Bardot.
Okay, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody. We'll see you next week. But until then, everyone. Anchors. Twinkle, twinkle. Oh, Twinkle.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.